Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Charlie Weston in the Irish Independent reports that the business model of the so-called vulture funds that buy mortgages and use credit servicing firms to act on their behalf faces increased scrutiny following a High Court judgment. Questions have been raised about that model after Start Mortgages failed to get possession of lands in Kildare. The High Court said that it was not clear whether Start owns the charge and the underlying debt. And Mr. Justice Gareth Simons expressed reservations as he was presented with heavily redacted documents by Start to prove its claim to the lands in this case. This practice of presenting redacted documents in repossession orders is common. However, the former Master of the High Court, Edmund Honohan, has claimed it was a legal fiction for credit servicing firms to claim to be the beneficial and legal owners of charges on homeowners' land. He maintains credit servicers like Pepper and Mars have no right to repossess properties as they were not the true owner. They are only awarded servicing rights, so cannot take mortgage holders in debt to court for that reason. The Irish Times reports that the High Court has been hearing what is expected to be a months-long trial involving claims by aviation leasing firms over insurers' alleged refusal to provide indemnity after billions of euro worth of aircraft were detained in Russia following its invasion of Ukraine. The world's second and third largest lessors, SMBC and Avalon, along with BOC Aviation, CDB and NAC, that's a lot of acronyms there, and Hermes, are the six plaintiff groups bringing proceedings against dozens of insurers and reinsurers such as Lloyd's, Chubb, AIG and Fidelis. The plaintiffs say when Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022, the aircraft were subject to aircraft lease agreements with Russian airlines. CNBC reports that the mining firm Rare Earths Norway says it has discovered Europe's largest proven deposit of highly prized rare earth elements, potentially reflecting a watershed moment both for Norway and Europe. One of the few deposits not owned or controlled by China, the discovery of continental Europe's largest rare earths deposit is considered a welcome boost in Europe's bid to break China's rare earths dominance. Demand for rare earth and critical minerals is expected to grow exponentially in the coming years as the clean energy transition picks up pace.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.